Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters, and good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a task for today. Our topic for this morning is acting in your own best interest. Acting in your own best interest. And our scripture for today comes from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 46 through 52. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me give you our announcements. Number one, make sure you come out to worship with me Friday night at 7:30 p.m. this Friday at Outreach of Excitement Church here in Miami. I will be ministering for their women's conference, and their theme is Women Who Refuse to Compromise. If you cannot make it, they will be recording the service, and they will have CDs available that you can order of the service. Their address is on my ministry website, feelthefire.com. Number two, make sure that you get your journal for our last 100 days, remove all clutter challenge countdown. Can you believe we are at the last 100 days of 2017, beginning on Saturday, September 23rd, which is also my birthday. Now, we did this countdown last year, and we had a great time removing all spiritual and natural clutter from our lives so that we could have a productive new year. Well, you asked for it, and it's back for this year. So go to feelthefire.com to order your journals so you'll be able to keep up with the challenge. And finally, make sure you do not miss a powerful broadcast of Morning Motivation. You can tune in live at 6:30 by calling 323-870-4180 or hear the recording after 8 a.m. Eastern on my website at feelthefire.com. By following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, that's R-A-W-S-I Williams, or by following the show. And you can get all of this information, in case you couldn't write it down now, on my ministry website at feelthefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, but letter D, fire.com. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 46 through 52, and I am reading from the KJV. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I sought sorrowing. And he said unto them, meaning Jesus, how is it that you sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which spake unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for this morning? Say it with me wherever you are. Acting in your own best interest. Now, I want you to make that personal to you today. So repeat after me. Acting in my own best interest. Come on, this time, point at yourself. Make this personal. Acting in my own best interest. Praise the Lord. In the scripture that I read for you today, we see the biblical account of where Jesus was in the temple, and he's discussing and expounding upon the word with the spiritual leaders to such a point that the people are amazed at Jesus's ability to be able to explain the word. And so his mother and father have been looking for him, Mary and Joseph, and after 3 days, they find him sitting in the temple, and they begin to question him. Jesus, why did you do this? Why did you go off on your own? You know, you're only 12 years old. We didn't know where you were. We were worried. We were afraid. And then Jesus looked at them and he said, well, why were you looking for me? Didn't you know that I had to be about my father's business? After all, surely you remember that when you were pregnant with me, an angel came to you and told you that you are with child of the Spirit of the Lord. I mean, Joseph is my natural father, but not my real father. You know who my father is. So surely you knew that at some point I was going to have to act in my own best interest of fulfilling my calling, my purpose, and my destiny in the earth. So why are you amazed at this? Now, because of time's sake, of the broadcast being only 15 minutes, I'm going to quickly give you four things related to acting in your own best interest. Number one, sometimes God will send others to accelerate your destiny so that you move into the appropriate place and timing to act in your own best interest. In the book of John, chapter 7, verse 6, and in the book of John, chapter 2, verse 4, we begin to read the story of how Jesus turned water into wine. Now, his mother Mary had come to him at the feast and said to him, well, they're out of wine. And Jesus asked him, well, what have I to do with this? In other words, why are you telling me this? Now, Mary didn't argue with him. Instead, she went to the other servants and told them, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Because she understood that although Jesus was saying, it's not my time, sometimes you have to accelerate a person's time or destiny because the opportunity is knocking right then. Have you ever heard that cliche that opportunity only knocks once? It may be that sometimes you plan for something to occur 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, but the opportunity presents itself to you in your presence right then and right there. And if you don't go ahead and allow your destiny and your purpose to be accelerated, in other words, to act in your own best interest, you will miss out. Praise the Lord. Number two, sometimes you must decide to step out on faith to act in your own best interest, even when you cannot see the big picture. In the book of Genesis, chapter 22, we read in the Bible, or we didn't read today, but the Bible gives us the biblical account of how Abraham is about to sacrifice his son Isaac as God instructed him. Now, the reason this is significant is because God had previously told Abraham that through Isaac, you will become the father of many nations, and your descendants will be as numerous as the grains of sand. So how is it that I'm going to become the father of many nations through my son Isaac if you're now telling me that I need to go and sacrifice him, to kill him? So Abraham built the altar, and he's prepared to do what the Lord had told him to do, and then an angel comes and stays his hand from killing Isaac, and then Abraham looks around and he sees a ram in the bush. See, if you are willing to step out on faith, if you are willing to believe God today for the things that you don't even understand, you don't even understand the methodology nor the mannerisms that will be employed to bring about these things from the spiritual realm into the natural realm in your life. But if you will stand on faith and not doubt, not be double-minded, not waver, but say that I believe that through God all things are possible, and no matter what the situation looks like, I'm going to believe for myself, my spouse, my children. I'm going to believe for my healing. I'm going to believe for my joy. I'm going to believe for my marriage, my career, my job, my ministry. I'm going to believe for my peace. I'm going to believe for my relief, whatever it is that you're needing from the Lord. If you will decide to act in faith and stand on faith, then you would be acting in your own best interest. Number three, sometimes you must let go of some things and people to act in your own best interest. In the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verse 1, the Lord instructed Abram, because his name was not yet Abraham at that point, to get ye out from this country and from your kindred. Because in order for God to do what he really needed to do in Abram's life, Abram couldn't have these weights or these people or this situation weighing him down. You see, sometimes in life, the people that you love are not always acting in your own best interest. And sometimes they believe they're acting in your own best interest, but it's really not your own best interest within the context of being able to accomplish your godly or divine purpose in the earth. So sometimes you're going to have to let go of some friends. You're going to have to let go of some places that you go. You're going to have to let go of some of the television shows. You're going to have to let go of all the gossiping on social media. Sometimes you're going to have to let go of some of the dreams that you had because they were not the best for you to be able to pull in, bring in the best into your life. Understand that this is not settling for less. This is not a loss. When you let go, it's only so that you can receive more in your own best interest. And finally, number four, and this one is so important, sometimes you will have to buck against the status quo or the current state of affairs and fight for your life to act in your own best interest. In the book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 12, the Bible instructs us to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now, this does not mean that we act in opposition to the word of the Lord. You see, acting in your own best interest will not require you to be selfish or rude to other people. You will not mistreat or walk all over other people. You will not deceive or sabotage other people to go higher. That's not acting in your own best interest. That's following the devices of Satan. But when you are acting within your own best interest, within the context and realm of being a godly person, then you understand that sometimes you have to fight for your rights. You got to fight for what's yours. Even the book of Ecclesiastes tells us there's a time and a place for everything, a time to keep silent and a time to fight. So sometimes you got to fight with all your might to establish your boundaries, to stand up for yourself or for those you love. Sometimes you're fighting, it is with silence, because sometimes silence is golden. But sometimes you're fighting, it is physical, because sometimes it's self-defense. So sometimes you got to do and put everything that you have into a certain situation or a certain person to bring about the desired result. Acting in your own best interest. Now, I know this is a powerful word, and I know some of you are being delivered even as your soul is hearing it right now. I got to get ready to go into prayer because our time is running, but I want to give you a very quick example of acting in your own best interest that I'm about to encounter today. This morning, I will be in court after this broadcast with one of my clients. I will be there to do something I've never done in my time as an attorney. And that is to accept this plea deal with this client. Now, for those of you who know me, you know that I've never pled out a client. I've never had a client convicted, put on probation, incarcerated, GPS monitoring. I've never entered a no contest or guilty plea. I always go in not guilty and demanding a jury trial. But when this client came to me, the client wanted a plea deal with no jail or prison time. The client already had an attorney, and for 5 months they've been trying to work this out and couldn't get what the client wanted. The reason for this desire is different things going on in the client's life. And in the state of Florida, based on the prior conviction of the client in this, the client would be required to serve prison time. Now, me, what do you think I wanted to do? What do you think I thought the best interest was? Let's go to trial and let's fight this thing to the end. However, the client knew what the client wanted to accomplish in the client's life and what the client needed. So I had to do what the client wanted. And I was blessed and privileged to, argue the client's case and do all the case law and research to be able to get what the client wanted. So the client will not have any incarceration time. And I was able to go beyond that and get no GPS monitoring, quite a few things that the client hadn't even asked for. But I'm telling you, had the client listened to me, that wasn't what the client felt was in the client's own best interest. So I'm telling you, sometimes you got to fight for your rights. You got to fight for the status quo. You got to realize that there are people who love you and want the best for you, but is that best within the context of what you know you need to be doing? So because my goal is to serve my clients, I did what the client wanted, the client's best interest. That's what I'm about to pray with you about today, acting in your own best interest. Our time is running. Let's go into prayer. Come on. Praise the Lord wherever you are. Just begin to thank him right now. Just thank him. You ought to already be in the spirit because this was a powerful word. Just praise him. Praise him. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We magnify you this morning. We ask the forgiveness of every sin. We ask that you would create in us clean hearts. Deliver us from evil. Help us and renew right spirits within us, right minds within us right now. Renew our joy and our peace. Father, we just thank you for being such a mighty, mighty good God. We cannot praise you enough this morning. You've given us another day. We didn't deserve it, but you're just that kind of God. Now, Father, we ask forgiveness for not acting in our own best interests, because acting in our own best interests brings about your will and your divine purpose into our lives. So where, Father, we have been slack, or where we have not acted in our own best interests, it has also delayed us receiving our victory in our best lives now. So today, Father, we ask that you would help us to prioritize ourselves, not at the expense of mistreating or sabotaging someone else, but at the understanding or with the understanding that unless we take care of ourselves, we really can't take care of anyone else anyway. This is why we are bitter and jaded. This is why we are angry. This is why we have no peace. This is why we're so tired and weary. This is why we are sleepy all the time. This is why we don't even know how to have relationships anymore, because we've taken care of everyone else at the expense of ourselves, and so we have no more to give. We are empty, running on fumes, because we've not learned to act in our own best interest. Now, Father, help us this morning, Lord God. Help us to understand and acknowledge when you place someone there to accelerate our destiny. Help us to take the opportunity and don't let it pass by. Help us, Lord, to act in our own best interest by stepping out on faith, even when we don't see the big picture. Help us, Lord, to let go of some things and some people, some of our own behaviors, thoughts, and attitudes, to act in our own best interest. And help us to buck the status quo or to fight against the current state of affairs, because you have much better for us to act in our own best interest. Now, Lord, I come in agreement with everyone listening to this broadcast now and those who will listen later that there is victory, victory, victory right now. There's victory, victory, victory right now. There's victory, victory, victory in their lives right now. There is joy, 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 joy. Peace, peace, peace. There's forgiveness, grace, and mercy. There's love, Lord God. Everything that they need. There's healing and financial blessing. Father, there's peace between them and their children. Peace between them and their spouses. Peace between them and their siblings. Peace in their family. Peace in their home. Not a worldly peace, but a godly peace that passes all understanding, because they're going to act in their own best interest and reconcile and make amends. They're going to pray together, fast together. They're going to forgive one another, shout together. They're going to love each other, and they're going to understand that you are my priority and I am your priority. And together we're going to act in our own best interest. In Jesus' name we pray, we celebrate today because we've been liberated. In Jesus' name, let everyone listening say amen. Praise the Lord. Come on and praise him. Our time is run, so I have to give you our task for today. Continue praising him. Yeah, 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 yeah. There's victory right now. Now, our topic for this morning is acting in your own best interest. Your task for today is to prioritize yourself and those you love the most. Wherever there are needs to make amends, do it. Act in your own best interest so that you can live your best life now. Now, you know I end with a new song every day. So our song that we're going to end with today is Kirk Franklin's Do You Want a Revolution? Because I told you sometimes you got to fight for your right to act in your own best interest. Remember to go to feelthefire.com. Send others there. This broadcast will be there all day. You can eat breakfast all day now. So go to F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com from your cell phones, tablets, wherever you are, and you'll be able to hear this broadcast. I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 or at 8 a.m. for the recording. Act in your own.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17.
Yes, sir.
They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preacher.
For God shall wipe away.
Yes, sir.
Every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Come on. Come on.
What you say? Come on.
Yeah.
Trinity. I know you feeling him. 500 days left into the new millennium. You hearing him? Trumpet sign is God Christ the last, the first, the last. It won't pass. So don't be caught slipping, brother. Don't be tripping, brother. Cause when I see him, I'm giving
really
him, brother.
Say we move too much, you do too much. And if the step against us, then you lose too much. Ain't no stopping what we doing when the spirit is moving. Don't be hating what I'm doing. I'm the vessel he's using. Everywhere I be, they try to judge me. They try to shake me. They try to buzz me. But they can't break me, cause I'm down with Christ. Dog child, a new nation, and we still alright.